Chapter 47. Somehow, this had come about of itself. Thus encouraged, directed in the way of duplicity, the refuge of the weak, she made a heroically conscious effort, and forced her stiff, cold lips into a smile. Duplicity, the refuge of the weak and the cowardly, but of the disarmed too. Nothing stood between the enchanted dream of her existence, and a cruel catastrophe but her duplicity. It seemed to her that the man sitting there before her was an unavoidable presence, which had attended all her life. He was the embodied evil of the world. She was not ashamed of her duplicity. With a woman's frank courage, as soon as she saw that opening she threw herself into it without reserve, with only one doubt, that of her own strength. She was appalled by the situation, but already all her aroused femininity, understanding that whether Hest loved her or not she loved him, and feeling that as he had brought this on his head, faced the danger with a passionate desire to defend her own. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.